Good afternoon, everyone. This is David Corus, Board Chair. I'm going to call the meeting to order at 12:05 and start with roll call in no particular order. Doug Delena,
Here.
Paul Hinch,
Here.
Ryan Thompson,
Here.
Paul Whitescarver,
Here.
Gaffney Fesco,
Here.
Chuck Roman,
Here.
Felix Reyes.
I'm here, thank you.
Thank you, Felix. Tom Gill, not present. John Johnson, not yet present. Grant Westerson, not yet present. Tom Patton, we do not expect. Dave Perillo, we do not expect. Paul Robertson, I can't remember if I said Paul or not, we do not expect. And Mayor Elicker, we do not expect. So with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 members present so far, we'll get started. And excuse me, I just need to pull up the agenda here. Sorry, I don't have it right in front of me. I think, Jill, is the next item on the agenda, I presume, is public comment.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, great. So with that, we'll hand it over to public comment. If you'd like to speak at this time, do folks have to press any particular button to unmute themselves, or they can just unmute themselves?
They can just unmute themselves.
Okay. All right. So if you're looking to add public comment at this time, you can unmute your line and state your name, and hopefully we'll just get one at a time. Any members of the public who wish to speak at this time, please unmute your line.
If there is any issue, you can press, I believe it's star six to unmute, or raise your hand, or post a comment.
Kevin Blacker, I'd like to make comment, please.
Yep, go right ahead, Mr. Blacker.
So in regards to this legislation that's proposed, I guess I wanted to say, having followed your organization for about 6 years, regularly attending meetings and following everything to the best of my ability that has happened. What I see needs to happen or should happen is the Port Authority really has two missions that should be split. I think most of your guys' problems have come from trying to tackle the two missions together. And those two missions are the small harbors and then the deep water ports. As it was explained to me by a number of your board members, the Port Authority, as it was originally envisioned by Andy Maynard, who was from right down the street from me in Nowank, was going to be a much smaller, much simpler organization focused on just the deep water ports. I think most of the people on your board are very well suited to economic development associated with the small harbors. I think that there's a lot of board members that if the mission had just been the small harbors, you guys would have done well. I think that taking in and trying to run State Pier, it created a lot of anti-competitive problems. The state politics get into it. It's similar to the airport where you guys try and have one chosen airport with this belief that the state is too small to have three airports and that they'd be competing against each other. And so it's better to kind of have one chosen one. The same mentality was applied to the ports, and that may be best for the state, but it's not best for the region. And Eastern Connecticut has really paid and will continue to pay dearly as a result of conventional cargo largely being blocked out of New London, and both the ports of New Haven and New London being operated by Gateway. So I guess I'm hoping that the legislation might reflect or consider that the board would consider splitting the port authority into two separate entities, ones that focused on the small harbors, and another entity that focused on the things necessary to make the deep water ports as competitive as possible. That's the comment that I have for today. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Any other members of the public wish to make comments at this time? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on. I'd just like to note that Grant Westerson has since joined. Afternoon, Grant. So the next item on our agenda is just a discussion around the pending legislation. We talked at our last meeting about the legislation that had been recently submitted to the General Assembly by the Governor's Office, and wanted to provide another opportunity to touch base on it now that it does have a public hearing date. As I mentioned in my email to you all, the hearing is tomorrow. It's at 10 a.m. It's part, I think it's one of 14 bills that are being taken up by the Appropriations Committee at a consolidated public hearing, as every committee does during the legislative session. There's an opportunity to comment in person or remotely during the session, but to do so, you would have to sign up today. I believe the deadline is 3 p.m., but don't take my word for it. Go on site and see how to do so. There's a way to do so through the agenda. I can provide the link if folks want it. You can also submit written testimony, and you can do that in advance. You can do that concurrent. You can do that after the fact. There is some point at which I think they stop accepting testimony because it becomes moot, but it's not, I know it's not tomorrow. You still have an opportunity. So really that's, I think, the primary thing that I wanted to say is just to make sure folks knew that the legislation that we discussed last time is up for a public hearing tomorrow, that there are, three different ways in which you can comment in person, remotely, or via written testimony, and provide a venue for us to continue to discuss. And with that, I open it up to the rest of the board and any comments or questions or discussion that any one of you would like to have. Maybe before I do so, Ulysses, can I give it over to you for a second? Because Ulysses has had a conversation or two since our last board meeting that would probably be good for you all to have the benefit of hearing his debrief on. Ulysses.
Okay, thank you. I also spoke with the director of the Airport Authority, and I talked to him about, in particular, two issues that were of concern to myself and his staff. And it was about staffing and location as it relates to the passage of the legislation, if in fact it passes as originally and as currently drafted. He indicated that he felt also that he would be in a position even to publicly acknowledge that as far as staffing and the location of the CPA is concerned, that if this legislation were to pass in its current form, that both would remain, and that there would be a status quo situation with respect to status, the status of staff as well as our location. So nothing, as far as he's concerned, would change in that regard. So I think that's really important for us from an administration standpoint to know that both would stay intact should the legislation pass as currently drafted.
Great. Thanks for sharing that, Ulysses. Questions, comments, or points for discussion? I want to open it up to the board. I know some of you are planning on comment. You can certainly share some thoughts now, so that we all have the benefit of kind of bouncing them off one another. Gaffney, you look like you're gearing up to talk.
David, I just wonder if this isn't really a fait accompli, that it's sort of going to happen one way or the other. And is there much that we can actually really do about it? I think you, I did write a little brief, as you know, I object to the combination. And I did write a brief summary of why I object to it. I sent that off to my own state legislators, both my senator and my state representative, who replied, seeming to suggest that this is going to happen one way or the other. Is that the feeling of the rest of the board? Is that your feeling, David, one way or the other?
You know, I wouldn't characterize it necessarily as a fait accompli, but it is a governor's bill, right? And so you have to, I think, recognize that there is definitely a certain amount of sway, right, that the governor's mm-hmm. suggestion would have before the General Assembly. But I don't think anything is certain. I think the bigger likelihood is, you know, the potential for edits, right? It's definitely possible that amendments are made either at the committee level or at the full General Assembly that might modify what it has in it. So I certainly would not discourage folks from sharing their thoughts because they think it's a done deal. If there are, you know, recommendations you would have to, you know, to do it something differently or to do like to make sure is incorporated into a consolidation with the Airport Authority, I would say that this is the time for that, the public hearing process.
Yeah, I would agree. Also, my sense is that the Airport Authority isn't all that enthusiastic about this combination. Is that so? Is that your sense too?
I would say that, like all quasis, the Airport Authority will act in accordance with the laws that govern them. And if this change is made, that they will comply with it. I don't know that they have necessarily a strong opinion one way or another, but I know that they'll do whatever the General Assembly directs them to do.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Others? I don't know if folks want to share, and you certainly don't have to, but if you're planning on testifying, you can share that, let your peers know, or you don't have to. You know, it's your personal. I mean, I will say, I will maybe answer a question that some people probably have. Obviously, I'm not going to do anything that speaks on behalf of the board because we have a diverse set of opinions. I will submit testimony as an individual and as a member of the board, as I think some of you are going to do yourselves. And, you know, my testimony is going to say what I believe, which is, you know, over the last several years, we've struggled to build the depth of capacity necessary as a standalone quasi. We've relied on a series of MOUs with other entities. We've always thought that it would be advantageous to consolidate that back office support in a limited number of places, if not the ideal of one place. This is one way to do that. And I appreciate the fact that the administration kind of cares enough about our future and believes that we've come far enough that we can be taken up by another entity with continued success. And so, you know, as a strategy to achieve what I think we need to achieve, this is an approach that's viable. And I will, you know, I will say as much. But I will make very clear that I'm not speaking on behalf of you all. I will say Tom Patton, who couldn't be here today, I don't know if he is going to end up submitting it or not, but he did, give me permission to share with you all that he is supportive of it. But I know others feel differently. So I think if we do, if there are submissions from the board, I think it's going to be a bit of a mixed bag. And all I guess I would say, maybe the final point that I would make is I would just encourage you, as has been part of our discussion, don't just say you're for it or against it. If you're against it, say, why? And maybe give the legislature or the General Assembly or the Appropriations Committee some direction about, tweaks that they might be able to make that would address some of or any of or all of your concerns. Yeah, Grant.
David, my comments were publicized in the press. I guess my concern predominantly is with the time and the effort that will be spent looking at all the other maritime centers in the state, not just the three ports. That may be the initial focus for everybody, the three commercial ports. But my concern is for the other 70 or 80, however many you want to count, recreational ports, which also fall under the purview of the Port Authority. I just don't want to see recreational boating be left out because somebody made the comment, well, that's just recreation, not commerce. Well, to recreational boating, the bottom line is it is commerce, and it's a big piece of commerce in the state of Connecticut. You've got a lot of businesses and a lot of people. I mean, I did an economic impact study. Oh God, it's probably 10 years old now, 10, 12 years old now. And it's in very many millions of dollars. And I had over 10,000 people working in that industry. And there's been changes, of course, in every industry since then, but it's still a pretty significant part of Connecticut's economy that is dependent upon by a lot of people, a lot of families. I just don't want to see them get overlooked when the overriding comment is, well, it's part of the Airport Authority. So I throw that out for what people want to take of it. Whether it happens or it doesn't happen, I just don't want to see voting get lost in the shuffle.
And Grant, will you convey as much to the General Assembly?
I've done so to a number of the senators and representatives, and I am in the midst of trying to put together some written testimony to submit.
Okay, good.
David, if I may, this is Gaffney speaking. Further to Grant's point, I totally agree with him. I'd like to add one more thing. Not only do the small harbors, or smaller harbors, I should say, support recreational boating, which, as Grant pointed out, is extremely important to the economy, but it also supports the fishing industry. And there are a lot of the small harbors are called home ports for a small or smaller fleet of fishing vessels, which also have economic impact to the towns of which they are attached, but also to the state in general, bringing in the fishing crop. So I don't think we should lose sight of the fishing industry in all of this either. And as I did submit a written testimony to the General Assembly pointing this out, basically in the note that you saw that I had sent you. And I don't think it should get lost in the shuffle. And that's one of the reasons that I'm opposed to the combination with the Airport Authority, because I don't know that the Airport Authority Board has the competence to look into things like this. Things are not only fishing, but as Grant pointed out, the recreational boating aspect of it as well. So that would be my comment for now.
What? Others? Would it be helpful if I just make sure you all have, do you need links? I mean, I want to be as helpful as possible to folks and make sure that anyone who wants to make their voices heard through this process doesn't just have a venue to do so here amongst us, but also knows how to convey that to the General Assembly. So if folks would like, I can certainly make sure you all have the link. I think I've sent it previously, but I can send it again. But you know, whatever folks are looking for from me, from Ulysses, providing.
Yeah, David, if you could please send that out to everybody, have the office send it out so that anybody that wants to write a memo to the Appropriations Committee can at least have that available to them.
Will do.
Absolutely.
Happy to.
Okay, last call for anything that folks want to share with us all before we hand it over to Appropriations. Paul?
Yeah, so I guess I, you know, having kind of been around the CPA since 2019, you know, all the things that the legislature put in place to keep us on the straight and narrow, you know, making board members out of the three major ports, you know, it just seems odd that people would like to throw all that away. I mean, if you think about it, by being subsumed by the Airport Authority actually provides us more freedom to do things than all the things that they applied over the last several years. Is that not true? I mean, it just seems odd that the governor would want to do this.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really speak to anyone's sort of intentions or thought process. You know, I think you could view it one of two ways, or probably several others, but I think you could view it as a pivot away from the hard work of the last several years that the General Assembly spent sort of rolling up their sleeves. You could also view it as a result of that hard work has, you know, positioned us to go along with an entity that has a very positive, longer standing track record. You know, I think a lot of people will spin it different ways. You know, what I hear from you all and heard from you all at our last conversation on this topic and some of my individual conversations is, you know, just wanting to make sure that there's a mechanism for this industry to continue to have a voice. You know, we have that now on our board. We have our regular meetings, right? It's clear kind of when folks from the maritime sector can convey information to us. Not wanting to lose that is, you know, seems to be kind of the common theme. I'll note John Johnson's joined. Welcome, John. John, we're kind of at the tail end. So we've just been sort of sharing some of our thoughts, making sure that everyone knows the logistics about how to submit comment or testify. And we'll be recirculating that to make sure that everyone has it at the top of their inbox. Some folks shared their thoughts. You can have an opportunity to do so, John, if you'd so like. Otherwise, we're on the cusp of kind of wrapping up. You're muted, John. You're muted. You're unmuted now, John. Did you want to say anything?
No, I'll keep my comments to myself for now.
And we will circulate the information so that if you choose to share those to the Appropriations Committee, you know how to do so. Obviously, you know how to get to your members of the General Assembly and others. Yeah. Any final thoughts or comments?
The last item on the agenda, Mr. Chairman, is old business.
Yeah, I don't think we have any old business unless anyone has anything Okay, so I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Yes, I'll move, David.
By Grant, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Paul. And you will see an email from us with all the necessary information for comments. All those in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
Hi.
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 Okay.
Thanks, David.
Thank
you, John.
Thank you.